Hi, this is Chip Talk Podcast with Princess Amarachi. This podcast looks at little things we say and don't do, and the effects of failed promises on me, on you, and on us. And so in Chip Talk, we say it to do it. Glad to have you on the show. So today got us talking the truth. Yeah, our discussion today is a truthful one. That's what I'll say. How desperate can you be to know the truth about yourself or something? Like when you get to know that there's something about you that people are withholding, whether good or bad. Or when you get to know there's something about someone or about something that you're not aware of. How do you feel when you get to know that there's something you don't know that someone is withholding? And what do you do to ensure that people speak up or let you know? So in a bid to find out the truth, I figured out that we make statements like, just tell me the truth, I won't overreact, or I won't do anything rash. We go as far as saying, it won't change anything, how I feel about you, how I value you, and the rest, like you've got a hold of that. And this is just to ensure someone is letting it out, like someone is comfortable telling you a whole lot of things. So I can't forget all that I was told as a child whenever someone wanted to get the truth from me. I did so well in my math assignments. That's a story I want to share with you. I did so well in my math assignments that my teacher doubted I did it myself. This is not to say I'm not a bright student. I'm very brilliant. You understand? But what happened was that for that particular assignment, almost everyone in class failed it, and the few ones that passed, I just gave them a very wide gap. And she was wondering, this girl, there must be something about this mathematics assignment that she did. So my teacher said to me, Princess, please tell me the truth. Who helped you do this? I couldn't talk for a while until I finally said, with fear in my eyes, nobody, auntie, nobody. She now said, don't worry. I'm not going to beat you. I promise. She even threw away the cane so that I'll be sure she's not going to beat me. And I trusted her so much. And before I could finish with my explanation of how my brother helped me with my assignment, when that woman picked up that cane and dealt with me, I ran into tears. Not because I did something wrong, but because I was deceived into saying the truth. So look at that scenario as a young girl, and do you think I'll ever come up one day to believe that's calm? Like, I won't beat you. I won't overreact when you say the truth. And today's topic is, truth is pain. So such experiences are enough to make us want to keep secrets from people who we think should know. When I mean secrets, they are not just things that are bad or things that we don't want people to hear about, but things that we feel are going to hurt others or they're going to overreact when they hear it. So what do you think about friends who hide their past from people? Because no matter how they're being cajoled, the feel is just to get them to open up. Sometimes these attitudes present us as insensitive. It makes it look like all we are interested in our relationship with people is just to know what we don't know about them and leave them feeling duped and dumb. Like all we do is to find out one thing or the other that is more interesting or that has been hidden about someone, then we blow it all up. Like we are investigative journalists going up and down looking for stories to share. So what do you make out of this story that I'm about to share? You tell me what you make out of it when I'm done with it. A friend of mine told me something a few days ago, and it really got me thinking, and I'll share it right now. She said, every day, my best friend Dima would pester me to tell her why I sometimes look lost and feel depressed. She kept telling me that she wouldn't mind hearing the truth. She would want to share and help me with my problems, and even if it's something I did wrong, it won't change anything at all. Those words kept ringing in my ear every day, and they sounded soothing as well as compelling, that I finally decided to yield to her pressure. I told her I had lost my job because my organization found out that I had presented a fake result. It's been 3 years since my school withheld my result because I was involved in a peaceful protest against the school policies then. I couldn't keep waiting, so I had to find a way to make ends meet. I know what I did was wrong, and I wasn't expecting an applause from anyone, not even from her, But why would she promise to stand with me and then begin to avoid me? Immediately, I told her the whole story. She encouraged me. I was even appreciative of the fact that she honestly told me that what I did was wrong. But after that, she doesn't pick my calls, and when she does, she tells me to keep on pushing. What hurt me most is that I got a call from someone else telling me that he heard what happened and is praying for me. Seriously? I don't need anyone to share it. I only confided in her. So how do I trust someone with my story when the only person I trusted betrayed that trust? This is such a deep one from a friend. So I want to ask us, if you were in her shoes, would you be able to tell someone something personal next time? No matter what the person tells you or how the person tries to prove that he or she is reliable. And I want to ask us, are we really ready for the truth? Because sometimes we are eager to hear the truth, but deep down, we're not ready. And that's why most persons don't share some things, because they'll be like, okay, I didn't want to let you know because if I had told you, you might be down, you might burst into tears, this is what you would have done, you might leave me, you know, all those kind of things. Even though those statements are not justifiable, but this is the reality. This is what people do. I'm not saying that we have to clap for people when they do things wrong and tell us, or we have to pet people when they offend us. But what I'm saying is, if you know you're not going to get hold of your emotions or keep to your promise, don't promise people what you're not going to do. And is there any to promise when you've not even heard the gist? I even want to ask. Like, you don't know what somebody's going to tell you. You don't know what somebody's going to say. And you've already started promising heaven and earth, as if you have a glimpse of what the issue is. So imagine someone confessing he's one of the robbers attacking your street. And before then, you've promised not to move a muscle. You've promised the whole world, only for you to realize he's the one that robbed you of your expensive phone last night. What will you do? You give him a blow first before remembering that you promised to keep calm. Really, it can be funny, but life doesn't let us know what lies ahead. So I think it's deceptive when we say things to let people open up. It takes a lot of effort for people to share their personal lives with you. So we've got to keep on earning that trust. What do I do now? Like, what do you do if you're the one who has to open up? Do you keep it to yourself? Or if you're the one who wants to hear the gist, do you find another way to get it out without making a promise? So just before you conclude that people are necessarily secretive with their lives, it's good we know that their actions are shaped by experiences, which might be personal or not. A lot of persons have said things that people don't trust anymore. So everyone wants to go on their own without involving people in their lives. So why on earth do you think people die of depression? Exactly, that's a question. When they've got a lot of persons around, it's like we have multitude around us, yet we die of loneliness. Everyone is scared of another. No one wants to look vulnerable or be the talk of the town. You come in on social media, you see people smiling, happy, jubilating, telling you things they want you to hear and not what the reality is. And then we say that's fake life. Well, because we applaud fake life, that's why people don't present the truth. If someone comes open and says something, then everyone is going to blow it all up. But we really forget that the truth we said, we say, and we keep saying is bitter. So if you really want to take in this truth, we have to ensure we are ready to take the bitter part of it. So even though silence has not been the best option, but opening up seems to be a disaster, especially when the other party fails in their part of the agreement. It's not necessary to encourage someone to tell you something when you wouldn't keep your promise. So I know we've got to take responsibility for our actions, but promising to ameliorate the punishment when you know you can't encourages lies. It's deceptive if you ask me. That's why kids don't trust their parents. Most kids don't. Because they know that the "I won't beat you" promises is calm. When you just hear "I won't beat you," the truth will set you free. This one, that one, "I will not flog you. Don't worry. I won't take away your privileges." All those things. Some persons are just used to it. Some kids are just used to it. So they just cook up one cheap lie and give the parents so that they can have them off their way. So if it's within your power to deal with someone or manage their weaknesses, don't promise yet, because you don't know the bomb they are going to hear. As a wife or as a husband or as a friend, when you don't know what someone is passing through or that secret they're about to share, I don't think it's wise to start promising what your reaction will be. You can't even guess your reaction. Some person will just burst into tears, and sometimes it's not controllable. These are emotions that you can't hold. Some persons do things at impulse, so you can't dictate your next action. So it's better you find another way to get people comfortable telling you the truth. So how would I get to know the truth? How do I get to help this person? Or how do I get this person to tell me something about myself? Or even be honest with me? Okay, like a boss, you want your boss to tell you, you didn't do good. I think you need help in this skill. I think you need help with this character. You have a flaw here or there. You want that boss to say that without you promising, oh, I'll keep my cool. I won't do this. I won't do that. Or you as a boss would want your employee to say that without being afraid. How do I get to say that? Okay, you most likely get people open up if you've been empathetic and being open to them as well, especially for quite some time. At little things that happen to them, if you show some sense of sympathy or understanding, and if at one point or the other, you've also shared a part of you that seems quite personal, they will see you as someone they can open up with. They'll see you as someone they are comfortable with. So you don't just come from nowhere and expect an automatic download of someone's life history. Like they don't know you, they don't trust you enough, they've not seen that part of you that is worth trusting. And then you want them to listen to you just because of your compelling promises and words. Oh no, things don't happen that way. So you should have earned their trust and shown some level of care and interest. You know, one thing about peer pressure is that this young one, so this peer, believe that this person is of my own level. He or she understands what I go through. He or she feels my pain. This person would virtually not blow things up or cry above my head when I tell them my pain or my story. So that's why a child will most likely tell a friend something that is bothering him or her than a parent, a teacher, or a guardian. Not because those ones don't care, but because they don't show it enough. They've not earned that trust. So you have to do what peers do to earn their friend's trust. So no matter how appealing your presentation might be to me, if I sense you want to just know or get a hit story to share with people from me, you most likely not hear it. Or even if you hear it, you'll not get the full gist. You just get the surface level and off you go. So when you meet people, don't meet them with intention to quench your curiosity. It's not about knowing, it's about what you do with what you know. So it's good we know that the truth, whether good or bad, can have an effect on people. It's good we appreciate people for sharing something, and then we are open. So if your wife gives you that face after telling her the financial risks that you took, don't be all sad. She's only being human. So I want to talk to those who would want to share that you should have this mentality or this belief that people don't have control of their reactions most times. So when they tell you they're not going to do anything, that is most likely not true. They will do something. So whatever reaction you get, just know that you're in for it when you open up to people. So whether the reaction is what was promised or not, just know that certain things are beyond our control and we've got to take full responsibility for our actions. And when you say you won't raise an eyebrow, be sure you've got your eyebrow in control. What I mean by this is when you're promising, be sure you can do what you've promised. For me, I think I do imagine the worst when I tell someone, don't worry, just tell me anything. Tell me what you want to say. Or share it with me. We can go through this together. You can't believe what I'm imagining in my head. Like, so when I'm saying that promise and then the thing is quite below my imagination, I'm like, oh Lord, thank God, at least I can deal with this. And if I know it's something I can't imagine, I don't just make the promise. I'm like, if you want to share it with me, I'm here. If something you don't want to share, fine, that's okay. But just know that it's better you share your problems so we can help solve it. Then you promising heaven and earth, I'll help you do this, we'll pull through, I'll stand by you, this, that. And then in the long run, someone is totally disappointed. You leave the person worse off than he was when he never shared it. So when we say the truth is bitter, let's get ready to take the pill when it's shared, because talk isn't cheap. So for you, when you want to hear the full gist, be ready to get it and take it with maturity. And when you share your truth, also be ready for people's reactions, because most times they don't have control over it. So that's it for this episode, and thank you so much for listening, and I hope you did enjoy it. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe and leave a review over on iTunes, follow us on all social media platforms on Jamit FM, and follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Princess Amarachi, and on Instagram at Amarachi Princess. Stay cool and calm. Bye.